The world's largest funeral home chain, a company called Service Corporation International, has agreed to pay $100 million to Jewish families whose loved ones' remains were desecrated or disinterred. The settlement involves two Florida cemeteries called Menorah Gardens and hundreds of families who've uncovered a series of horror stories about loved ones who were supposed to be buried there. Their class action lawsuit and the investigation that followed led to similar revelations at other cemeteries around the country. Noah Bierman has been covering the Florida lawsuit for the Miami Herald, and he joins us now. Noah, what was going on at these two cemeteries, one in Palm Beach and the other there in Broward County?
Well, there were a series of problems, and all of them stem from the fact that they were basically, to use the airline expression, overbooked. They had not enough space, and they had not measured correctly to fit all of the burials that they had promised people. And as a result, vaults were getting smashed so they could squeeze in graves. And in some cases, bodies were getting moved. And in a couple of rare but very disturbing instances, people were actually disinterred and their bones were thrown in the woods. There were a number of problems where people's headstones weren't in the right place, or the plots that people had bought on a pre-need basis simply weren't available anymore, and that meant that they would not be able to be buried next to their family members as they had hoped.
And how did the company explain these problems?
Well, they said that while regrettable, the problems were isolated and the fault of essentially rogue employees.
And the fact that all this allegedly took place in a Jewish cemetery was particularly galling because of Jewish laws regarding the treatment of the dead.
Definitely. There's a strong belief in the sanctity of the body and that it can't be disturbed, and that's what's made it even more difficult for some people. There was one woman who had testified during pretrial hearings about her relative who was a Holocaust survivor, and his one wish was to be buried with his wife, and he was not buried with his wife, and in her view, that really meant that eternally he would be continuing his suffering.
What happened in his case? Where was he buried?
Well, he ended up being a few plots away, and his wife's headstone just wasn't even there. This was the type of thing that people were finding, that where they thought there were certain headstones, they weren't there. Where certain things were marked, they were marked in the wrong place. The company ended up having to use infrared equipment to just go back and start the process of remapping the cemetery. And part of the settlement is going to involve a panel that includes rabbis and attorneys and lay people to look through at this remapping of the cemetery and make sure everything is fixed, because a lot of the claims involve graves that were bought pre-need and people who wanted to be buried with their families. And now they're discovering that in some cases that's just impossible. There isn't space for it. And most people really don't want to see their loved ones disinterred, even if that means not being united with them in death.
And this settlement, this $100 million, how will the court decide on how much individual families will receive?
Well, it has not been specifically revealed, but obviously the people with the more disturbing situations are going to be getting more compensation. And the attorneys have estimated that between 500 and 750 plaintiffs will have the greatest claims. And even within that group, there's a much smaller group who can actually show some level of desecration or intentional desecration. And those people will obviously be getting more than someone who's simply has a plot that's no longer available.
Noah Bierman of the Miami Herald. Noah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.